What's up, everyone? This is Brian Ward, host of the Dad Up Podcast, the podcast show for dads about dads being dads. I'm super excited that you are here and for the guests that I have on the show today. But before we get to the interview, if you have not yet subscribed to my show, please make sure you smash that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. Also, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. The link is in the show notes. Now, let's get on with the show.
Welcome to another episode of Dad Up, everyone. Thank you guys very much for joining me. I'm excited for this conversation today because this conversation is just for you and me. This is a conversation between the two of us. And this is a new segment, new series that I'm doing to help parents, dads, and moms level up in their parenting journey to help them be better for their children and to help their families be better. And so this little series that I'm doing, I'll do it once or twice a month, like I said, and it's going to be called Parenting Pep Talks. So this is your first episode of Parenting Pep Talk. And I couldn't think of a better subject to talk about than something that has really impacted a lot of our children all over the world. And that's the use of social media. How about that? Everybody is using social media. Kids, younger kids, teenagers, adults, we're all using social media. Now, I like social media. There are positives to using social media. However, there's a lot of things that have been negatively impacting our kids. And I think it's important for us to kind of go over how do we as parents set boundaries for our children using social media. So before we get into all that, and before we kind of go through some of those tips and strategies that you can utilize as a parent, there's just some things, there's some facts that I want to kind of give you to kind of give you an idea of how dangerous and how scary it is for our kids out there using social media. And I'm going to start with this. Did you know that 81% of teenagers are using some form of social media, whether it's Instagram, Snapchat, or TikTok? Those are really the three big ones that teenagers are using. But 81%, I actually thought that that would be a little bit higher than that, but 81% of teenagers, that's a scary statistic. And the crazy thing about that is even though 81% of our teenagers are using social media, children as young as 8 have started using social media. So how do children as young as 8 start using social media? Well, through their iPads, or maybe mom or dad give them their cell phone to keep them occupied when they're trying to do something. And that's just really scary because kids at the age of 8 do not understand how to use social media and how to use technology. They don't understand the scary impact that it can have on them. And I want to tell you this, 45% of teenagers feel pressured to post something to make them look for others' attentions. 45% of teenagers post something to help them or to make them look for attention from others. And that's really scary as well, because that leads to a lot of self-esteem issues, a lot of low self-esteem issues. And that's been actually proven in the use of social media with the mental health crisis that's going on. Social media has been known to lead to anxiety and depression in our kids. And that constant comparison actually leads to low self-esteem. And when that happens, it can really impact and have a dramatic impact on everything else in their life, including grades, friends, family dynamic, as far as the interaction with family. There's a lot of different things that can really be impacted there. And something else that really scares me about the use of social media with our kids. Did you know that 37% of all teenagers have reported some form of cyberbullying, whether it's through texting or Snapchat, you know, the memes that are out there that kids do things to other kids with memes. 37% of teenagers have reported some form of cyberbullying, and that's a scary statistic too. So we need to learn as parents, how do we set boundaries for our kids on social media? And what does that look like? What does setting boundaries for our kids look like? Well, number one, we're the parent. It's our responsibility to guide and protect our kids. That is your responsibility, mom. That is your responsibility, dad, to guide and protect your children. And so when it comes to letting them use social media, that's a luxury. And they should understand that. Now, there are good and bad with social media. There's a lot of things that they can learn on social media that are positive. There's a lot of things that they can gain from the use of social media, but there's also a lot of things that are bad, obviously leading to exposure to things that we don't want them to be exposed to. And so we need to learn, how do we set those boundaries to really help them navigate this digital world that we're all living in? So first thing I want to talk about, as a parent, it is your responsibility to be the example. Your responsibility to be the example. So if you want your child to not spend a whole lot of time on social media or their face glued to their phone or their iPad, you need to make sure as the parent that you're setting that example. You cannot expect your children to limit the use of social media or limit the use of their technology if you're not doing it yourselves. So there's some things that we're going to go through that I'm going to kind of explain to you on how to do that. But let's first talk about age-appropriate usage. And what does age-appropriate usage mean? Well, remember that statistic I told you about children as young as 8 are using social media? That's probably not the most appropriate age for our kids to be using social media. What do I mean by that? When it comes to the use of social media, we need to understand, or we need to know, if our children are mature enough to handle the use of social media and understand the dangers behind it. So we need to make sure that we're limiting the use of social media and making it age appropriate for our kids. Number 2, limit their screen time. I know there are a lot of families out there that limit screen time now. I know there are a lot of families out there that use a reward system for their kids, whether it's, you know, grades in school or chores at home, giving them a reward by letting them use social media or letting them have screen time as a reward mechanism. I don't think there's a problem with that. However, there still needs to be limitations to that. We can't have our kids constantly with the iPad or cell phone in their face. Now, the other thing I'm going to recommend when it comes to limiting screen time is, how about when you're in the car? The car is a perfect place for you to limit screen time. You can't be on your phone because you're driving. So that's a perfect opportunity for you to have a conversation with your child, for you and your child to bond and talk about things. You can't really have that conversation if your child's on their phone. But you can tell your child, look, I can't be on my phone because I'm driving. I would like for you to put your phone down so you and I can have a conversation and have that conversation. That's a perfect opportunity for you guys to bond. You don't have to do it the whole time. You don't have to, you can spend 5-10 minutes just doing that, but that's a perfect opportunity to do that. Second thing is, when you go out to dinner, when you go out to a restaurant with the family, or maybe you're sitting at the dining room table eating dinner, there should be no cell phones. There should be no technology out for your kids. That should not happen. It drives me nuts when I walk into a restaurant and getting ready to sit down with my family, and I can look around and see everybody that are sitting at tables, and 3, 4, 5, 6 people that are sitting at tables, and they all have their face in their phones and they're not interacting with each other. So limit the screen time use. Third thing, monitoring their activity. Now, this is not you being overbearing. This is not you invading in their privacy. You need to explain to them that this is really for protection. This is really for monitoring for their protection. Really, that's what it comes down to. And what do I mean by that? Listen, your kids need to understand that not everything on social media is appropriate for them. And you need to monitor that activity. You don't know what's going on if you've got your child in their bedroom behind closed doors on their iPad or on their cell phone or on their laptop. You don't know what's going on there. So you need to make sure that you're taking mental note of how often they're doing that. And you need to make sure that you're monitoring that. Now, there are tools that you can utilize and apps that you can utilize to help you monitor that activity. But definitely we have to, as parents, monitor the activity that our kids are using on social media. All right. Fourth thing, actually. Educate about privacy. We need to help our kids understand that, listen, even though Snapchat says, hey, this little Snapchat that you put up there, it's only going to be there for 24 hours and then it goes away. Then it's gone forever. Well, that's actually not true. And our kids need to understand that. It may be gone from the cell phone. It may be gone from that particular app, but it's still logged in there somewhere deep within the memory of the computer system. So our kids need to understand that everything, whether it's a text, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever the case may be, they need to understand that that is there forever, forever. And they need to be very cautious and very careful with what they're putting out on social media or what they're, you know, the Snapchats that they're doing on social media. That kind of stuff needs to be addressed with our kids. It is super important that our kids understand that they should not be sharing with people that they don't know where they live or how old they are or how often they're home or where they go to school. Those kinds of things, that's private information that can be shared all over the world when you throw it out there on social media. And our kids don't understand how dangerous that is. So you need to have that conversation to help them realize how dangerous that is. All right. So the last thing when it comes to setting boundaries for our kids in the use of social media is having that open conversation. That open conversation about how dangerous it is to use social media. But also you can talk to them about the positives when it comes to the use of social media. But that open conversation, you guys have to, as parents, have open conversations with your children. That communication needs to be there with your children. They need to understand that your home is a safe place for them to come and talk. If they've had any issues in using social media, they need to feel that they can come and talk to you as the parent and not be worried that they're going to be in trouble, not be worried that they're going to get a punishment, especially if there's something that's going on that they are upset about. So you as parents have to understand that open communication is super important, and we need to start addressing that with our kids immediately. And so remember what I said at the very beginning, the first thing that you need to do is set the example for your kids. If your child comes up to you and you have your face in your phone and they want to talk to you, you don't want your child spending a whole lot of time on social media. But if you push your child away or don't pay attention to them because you're looking at your phone or looking at your email and they're trying to talk to you, that sends a loud message to your kids. Do you know that kids find it much more important to them when you actually are engaging, meaning eye-to-eye contact, when you're actually putting the phone down and giving them your attention? Kids appreciate that. Trust me, I've heard that from teenagers myself, that they don't appreciate when they're trying to talk to their parents and their parents are on their phones. Kids appreciate and respect their parents more when they actually give them eye-to-eye contact and are engaged with them. That's what they value it from you as a parent. So parents, please, when you're on your phone and your child needs to talk to you, put your phone down. It's not that important. And if it is important, there's another way to handle it instead of just blindly listening to them, which you're not listening while you're on your phone. There's another way to handle that. If you're doing something that involves, you know, your work, you know, your business, whatever that case may be, and it's a very, very crucial, very, very important issue, and you have to get it handled, and your child comes up and starts talking to you, put your phone to the side and ask your child very politely, can I take just 30 seconds to address this in email, and then I will give you my undivided attention. Just tell your child that. And your child, you'll be surprised at how often your children will go, sure, yes, that's okay. Ask your child for permission to finish what you're doing on your phone so that way you can put your phone down and give them your undivided attention. That is critical, all right? So parents, it's our job to guide and protect, yes, but it's also our job to lead by example. As parents, you have to lead by example. That's the only way that we're going to help guide this world through this technology age. And using some of the strategies that I told you to utilize and sticking to them is super important. Listen, if you have questions, you want to ask me anything when it comes to parenting topics or parenting advice, I coach a lot of dads. And I coach them weekly, and I can coach you too. I can help you. If you have a question, please feel free to reach out to me. But this is it. This is my new series. Like I said, Parenting Pep Talks. You're going to get a couple of these a month, and I'm really excited to do this. I hope you guys gained a lot of value out of this. If you have any questions about this particular topic, setting boundaries on social media, please reach out to me as well. You can shoot me a DM. I would love to hear from you. But listen, if you're not yet subscribed to my show, please make sure you do that so you don't miss any of the Parenting Pep Talk series or any of the guests that I have on each and every week. And as always, I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of Dad Up.
Thanks so much for listening to the episode. Make sure you guys subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel. And please do me a favor, leave a rating and a review. Would love to hear from you and see what you think of the show. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes each week. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Dad Up Podcast.